When convincing a child on the other end of a phone line that you're Santa Claus, having the right voice goes a long way.
Ho, ho, ho! How are you today, Peyton?
That's Merrimack Police Officer Greg Walters.
Good. Have you been a good boy? You have. Are you helping out Mom and Dad around the house?
Walters is one of the officers in the department who makes calls to unsuspecting and at times speechless children as part of the town's Santa Calling program. In its fifth year, the program is organized by the Parks and Recreation Department. Parents can request a call from Santa at a specific time. Last week, the department made nearly 50 calls. At Merrimack Police Headquarters, Walters and Sergeant Ted Dillon split the duties. But a hearty, ho, 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 isn't always enough to get a child to believe they have the real jolly old Saint Nick on the line. These secret Santas know it's the small details that count.
Other family members and pets' names and stuff like that to make it more realistic is... Sometimes some of the kids are on the fence to start pulling out some of the things they thought you would never know. The little hesitant thing that Santa's really calling them, but we make them all believers the time we're done.
That's Sergeant Ted Dillon, just before he made his first phone call of the night. The call was for the niece and nephew of Lieutenant Dan Edmonds, a colleague in the department. To prepare, Dillon goes through lists of the notable details, quickly memorizing present requests and other specifics.
I got my cup of water. I got my kids' pictures on the wall, so, you know, it's just the festive season's in the air, so it kind of comes quick and easy.
He gets into character and dials the number.
Hello?
Ho, 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 it's Santa. Is Damien there, please?
What? Is it Santa?
It is Santa. Hi, Damien. Are you at Auntie Pam's house making me cookies?
Yes.
What kind of cookies?
Sugar.
Those are my favorite.
Damien was clearly in awe, especially when Santa had some very specific information about what he wanted for Christmas.
Okay.
Hey, do you have a story about a Nintendo DS?
I always wanted one.
You've always wanted a Nintendo DS. Have you been extra good? Have you been nice to your little sister? She's saying yes. What are you saying?
At times, it was tough to tell who was having more fun, the children or the officers getting to play the part. Lieutenant Dan Edmonds says the program brings the spirit of the season into the department.
Well, what it is for us is it's as soon as we start talking to the kids, the excitement comes out in their voice, and it just makes us go on even more and more. And I'll tell you, we get a kick out of this. And our voices, you can hear it in our voices as we're portraying Santa Claus, and, you know, we're his helpers.
Before hanging up, Officer Walters made sure to remind Peyton that in the final days before Christmas, Santa is always watching.
I want to make sure you're going to be a good boy for Christmas, okay? All right, Merry Christmas! There you go.
For NHPR News, I'm Michael Brindley.